filmmaker and writer Emmett Jack Lundberg is here to talk about his web series Brothers, second season, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Emmett.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell us about Brothers.
Brothers is an online series about a group of trans masculine friends in Brooklyn, New York, and we were the first series anywhere, so we were the first series in broadcast, online, cable, anything to feature narrative stories about trans men and to also cast trans actors.
What was your inspiration for creating this series?
My biggest inspiration for creating the series was, you know, I had reached a point in my own transition. I was about a year and a half into my medical transition, and I started to think about what media was out there for trans people and realized that there's really not a lot of media for trans men that focuses on trans men. There's a lot of documentaries that are amazing, and I love documentaries, but I really feel like as a writer, as a filmmaker, that it's a different experience to see yourself reflected in a narrative. And I said, you know, I might as well write this myself. And I got an amazing producer, and we decided that we could just shoot it.
What do you hope to accomplish with Brothers?
I guess, you know, going along with what my inspiration was, I hope to accomplish adding, you know, a small portion of these trans masculine stories. I'm obviously not going to be able to represent the entire community, but I can put my own experience out there and hope that other people can identify with it.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think for me, as the filmmaker, you know, the stories I want to tell are very much stories that are kind of overlooked. And for me, that's the way that I feel comfortable and feel good about giving back and kind of adding something to the community.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I think a huge thing for me in LGBT equality is specifically trans healthcare. You know, the healthcare system in our country in general is pretty messed up, but for trans people, it can be really terrifying and difficult to navigate, and, you know, just having to pay for your own surgery and having to, you know, do all these things out of pocket when really they should be covered.
What do you think about the religious freedom backlash and some of these bills that are being passed in individual states?
I think they're ridiculous, and I think that since this whole bill thing has come about, it's created more problems than there were to begin with, and the problems that are created have nothing to do with trans people. You know, it's everyone else who's worried about it and who's, like, taking advantage of these things, whereas trans people are like, I just want to go to the bathroom.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I know from my own experience, it did get better. It's not easy. You know, it's important to find people who support you, whether that is your family, your blood relatives, or your chosen family, people who are in your life who you can talk with, who you can be open with, and just have someone, you know, who you know is there for you no matter what.
How can people get information about Brothers?
You can get information about Brothers easily by going onto our website, which is brothersseries.com, and you'll find episodes, you'll find press, you'll find everything you want to know about Brothers.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we're still working pretty heavily on continuing season two of Brothers, so that's a big thing right now, but I also have some other series and features that I'm working on, and working on turning Brothers into a full 30-minute show as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
It's interesting. A lot of times people want to talk about the trans issues specifically because of Brothers content, but, you know, I think for me, I'm a filmmaker first, and I kind of always wish people would just ask what my favorite movie is.
And what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, I believe it came out in 2011, was Weekend by Andrew Hay. And it's the story of two gay men who meet each other one night and they end up spending the weekend together. And it's, to me, it's very honest and authentic, and it's really beautiful. And it's not necessarily a movie where you would think that there's like a lot happening. It's really the story of these two men and their connection, and that to me is amazing.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, my mom always said to me that it's about the journey, not the destination. And it's something that I really try to remember in my daily life, in my work, in everything that I do, that I should be appreciative of what's going on, what's happening, whether it's good or bad, and just know that it's going to continue moving forward.